Thank you, Brother Roger. Now we'll turn the podium over to Brother David.
I want everybody to take a deep breath and relax. And I'm going to show you by example that that's what I'm going to do too. I think I could listen to that song for days and days and days. And I have a tape of that, and I keep playing it and then rewinding it and playing it and rewinding it and playing it. You know, the psalmist said, once I was young, and now I am old. And the older we get, the more we realize that life is made up of memories. The Portland class has given us a lot of nice memories. And I'm in complete agreement with the brother who's the son-in-law of the brother and sister Langer, sometimes better known as Rick Evans' father, when he said that there was a lot of love at this convention. I really think the Portland class has something going for it. that very few other classes have. And there is a warmth of feeling that we feel when we come here. The welcome is so very sincere. And the brethren so dedicated to the Lord that an atmosphere is created that is just impossible to duplicate in almost any other place. And I would like to just thank the Portland class for not only the convention, but the love and the creation of an atmosphere of love that permeates every corner of the building. Everybody who agrees with that, raise your hand. It's unanimous. Thank you for the suggestion of getting some exercise, Carl. The reason the trip tomorrow morning is canceled, I was hoping that Brother Langship would give it, is that we're having some city officials visit the property at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't want to have just too many people there and to perhaps cause a confusion that they might not like and that might not serve our best interests. So we're going to ask everybody to cooperate and not go there. We have to meet with the city officials at 9 o'clock in the morning, but we don't know how long they're going to be there. And so tomorrow after breakfast, all of you who are planning to go, and I know a lot of you were planning to go on the way to Brother Krupa's home, please do not do so. It is to our best interest that we not do that visiting of the property in the morning, but the visits will be able to be made in the afternoon after the lunch hour at Brother Krupa's home. I neglected to invite the brethren to Seattle Convention. We'd like to say we can duplicate exactly the feeling that you have here, but we've asked the Lord to be there, and we do have a pretty nice place to meet. And we've got about 300 acres of parkland and a very nice hall. And so we're hoping that you'll come there if you are able at all, be with us in convention. So with that, we're going to let you have a microphone. If you'll just raise your hand, and I'll kind of pick a few on this side, and then I'd like to pick a few on this side. And then we'll come back to this side, and the middle we'll catch as we pass through. Brother Jerry has the mic, and I know that you'll help us all. Oh, there was one other thing I was asked to do by the Portland class. You know, I'm kind of a honorary member or an ex officio member of the Portland class, and they have reminded me that there are many people who had wanted to come to this convention but could not. And many of you have signed letters to those who had wanted to come and could not, or those who, because of physical handicaps or illness, could not come. And the Portland class wants to thank you for signing the letters. And I can guarantee that those letters will be a big blessing to the brethren who received them, who couldn't be here. And so your thoughts or your thinking about them during the convention here and signing those letters is much appreciated. All right, now we're going to turn the meeting over to you, and you tell us what you thought of the convention, a highlight or two, and try to be briefer than I was, and so that we can have as many tell us how they feel after 3 days of convention. Who's going to be first? Sister Shirley over here. I think this is being recorded, so we might want to give our name and where we're from, and then give your thoughts.
Sister Shirley Evans from Fresno. And unfortunately, it was not a 3-full-day convention. I feel cheated. I wish it were going on, and I wish it had started Friday morning, because I think all of us feel it's going to be very difficult to leave. But I guess we should include tomorrow. The Portland Convention starts for Richard and myself about 5 minutes after we leave the picnic grounds. We are already starting to make plans for next year. And I think the love of the Portland class has been expressed over and over again. But it never ceases to amaze me when we pull up in front of the site. There are the Portland brethren hovering over the cars, opening the doors, getting the luggage, throwing their arms around everyone. And I sit there in the car, of course, they're lined up, and I'm waiting in line, and I can't wait. I always wish I had an eject button. I could just get myself out of that car and into their arms a lot sooner. But I want you to know it's so appreciated. And just a very wonderful example. I'm also very grateful for the Portland class for the effort and the love and the time and the energy that is going into the retirement center. I realize many brethren throughout the country are involved, but a class had to take on this great responsibility, and they were willing to. And not that they were great in number, but they were strong in the Lord and in faith, and they saw the need. And they saw the need, and they did something. And I want to thank them. And, of course, my parents are so happy to be here, looking forward to it so much, and I'm so happy to see them so happy. And I was happy the Kralik family were here, or was here, during my mother's testimony, because when I left Chicago 4 years ago, they filled in the void. They stepped in and called Mother and Dad every day, stopped over there, just did whatever they could, Mother's Day and Father's Day, they were a bouquet of flowers, and I want the brethren to know that I did so appreciate this. Of course, it's also wonderful having Gene and Boone here. Well, my heart runneth over for joy. And when I was young, I used to love fairy tales because everybody lived happily ever after. And I believed it. And when I got older, and unfortunately much too old, I realized it wasn't true. Life was very sad. It was very hard. And the only happiness was in the Lord. And I think while the talks all have been so very, very wonderful, Brother Tim Thomason talked about a sad story that was going to end, that the Bible truly tells us of a tale when they will all live happily ever after. And what's so wonderful about it, it's not a fairy tale, it's real. And because we have learned to love God and to trace Him and to look for the invisible, to look, to listen, and to talk in our lives, that we know it's real and that we are running for something so great, and that someday we may see God face to face. There's been so many wonderful thoughts. My program has the titles, and I wanted to just touch on a few. I touched on Brother Carl's about the invisible, but on Brother Ray Luke, because we just went through a move. And, oh, I hold something. Oh, but this is so pretty, but of course I have no use for it, and so we sold it. Although, don't get the wrong impression, I packed much too much anyway. But he said, do you really want to take this to heaven? And, you know, all of a sudden things changed, because he was talking about my character. I looked at a lot of that Now I look at junk. It was junk that I hung on to it for 20 years. Why? And I think about my character. Why am I hanging on to all these bad faults? Why aren't I correcting it sooner? It's a handicap. It's a hardship dragging it around. Why don't I get rid of it? I don't want it for eternity. And if I don't get rid of it, I'm not going to reach my goal. Richard's talk, I had Sunday school, and I had the teenagers, and they never ceased to amaze me. I had such difficult questions for them, and they had all the answers. So again, I compliment the parents. Brother Michael's talk on James was very good. The first time I was ever introduced to the book of James, I was told, oh, that's the second death book. And so I was deadly afraid of it. And it's a beautiful book. It's so quoted and so necessary. And I thought he presented so many beautiful quotes. Much has been said on Brother Stephen's talk on attitude. I'll pass that, and I've already commented on Tim. And I think my husband is saying you've talked long enough. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Sister Shirley. And you know, this is an echo meeting, and I like the fact that Sister Shirley echoed this meeting's lessons. I think that's what we'd like to hear. And thank you very much for getting us off to a very beautiful start. All right. Somebody else over here. Sister Elsie.
Ralphie Bender from Los Angeles area. After Shirley's testimony, I feel very small because she did so beautifully. I wish I could speak as well. But my heart is full. We're very happy to be here. And I felt like yesterday we have coming here for 3 years. And we finally got here. If she starts that, I won't be able to talk.
Esther, will you please behave? Okay, I'll see.
She said, thank you.
All right.
The Portland class have been very special to us. And many of them that are here are special, special to us. So we come especially to see them, and then they give us such a beautiful feast that we add to memories, as Brother David says. Memories are what we live on when we get older. And I want to especially unload some love that Molly and Virgil had sent to the convention here. They're very fond of the Portland Brethren also. Molly and Virgil Nelson of Los Angeles. And the talks were as if they were given to me. I enjoyed so very many of them. And also about the attitude. To be not concerned about my good works, but about my attitude about these things. And to clean the closet up, because I know that I can't get into my heavenly home, that new address that Brother Luke spoke about, and to be sure that we know it's there. The scriptures tell us, Paul tells us that he knew it was there, and we also know that it is there, and so we should prepare and clean house and come up to that standard that the Lord would be pleasing and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. The Revelation study, I was very, very impressed, and I loved all the seals and the trumpets and the churches. I enjoyed it very much. It was renewal, but we need renewal all the time, especially in my mind. I seem to know it at the time, and then it kind of slips. And we need your prayers, and these will be never forgotten memories, and the effort that the Portland Friends give, and the love, and like Brother Evan says, that I was appreciating that he says he dedicated that talk to the Portland class, because love is manifested very, very much. And we knew we knew that you wanted us here, and that made a special effort that we wanted to come. And I want you to know that I want to strive to be a better child of God. There would be many things I would love to say to you, but I know you know what's in my heart. And pray for all of us. You are very, very dear to us.
Thank you very much, Elsie, and the Lord bless you and be with you. And we realize that when the heart is full, it's hard to speak. I think Brother Frank Slick Cashmore wants to speak.
One of the many talks particularly impressed me. I've always liked the scripture where it refers to all scriptures for teaching and instruction. It's to linger on that, and it is the midst of it, the reproof and correction, that is like the training that needs to be had on any athletic field, the long hours of sweat and toil in between in order that true instruction in a way may be realized. And it is from this standpoint, after lingering over Proverbs and how much that instruction is part of Proverbs, obviously, was to bring up Solomon as a king and to give lessons that, well, he didn't do so well. And that I realized from that standpoint, I too won't be too well if I don't follow up as the correction and the reproof of which 2 Timothy 3:15 are required.
Thank you very much, Brother Frank Sleeve, from Tucson. We're glad you're here and glad you're able to be here at convention and remember us to Sister Stella. All right, one more on this side. Then we want some from this side. Brother Vincent Panucci. Somebody from here, start getting your hand up like, okay, two, all right.
Brother Vincent Panucci from Los Angeles. I missed the testimony meeting the other day, so I'm not going to miss this one.
No, that's the way.
I'm bubbling over with love. What a feast. A feast of fat things. Away from TV, from radio, from the... We don't know what the world is. I'm sure it's still spinning around. But we are beautiful terra firma here with the love of the brethren. We're so beautiful to see so many brethren I haven't seen for years.
Beautiful Ray Rose
here. Your wife, Carmela. And the wonderful talk that he started the convention rolling on the incident on with the Samaritan woman and worshiping the Spirit and the truth. We know that these two folks were traditionally enemies. The Galileans had nothing to do with the Samaritans. By the Lord's providence, a beautiful lesson was learned. And she learned, and she found out he was a prophet, all right. It's a beautiful lesson for us. And then, I don't know, how can you describe all the talks that we're giving? I can't, because my puny mind cannot retain all those wonderful lessons. But we have the tapes, and I made sure that Sister Walters make all the tapes of the talk, so I have a nice little pickup with the cassette when I go to work. Even the tremendous busy freeways of Los Angeles, time goes by fast. I love you all. And then I don't want to forget the wonderful hosts, the Blacks, with our dear brother Jerry, Sister Judy. We feel at home. We don't feel as strangers. And we're looking forward to this convention. And love was mentioned. And our dear brother, I appreciate his wonderful talk because we have it in writing. And if I could apply 10% of that in my own life, what a wonderful person I would be. And our aim, before we leave the Los Angeles area with my wife, that I hope the Lord will be a blessing to the brethren. We don't want to take all the time. We want to give. We go there to give. And like the brother said once, if you put a quarter, invest 25 cents more, that's all you get back. If you invest more, you get more back. And then the wonderful talk about our attitude, the brother Steve, that I haven't seen for years either. And wonderful memories, our garden of memories full of this wonderful memory that how the song goes, that linger on. And we come here to take like an oasis in the desert, in the wilderness. Until next time, maybe. Of course, you know the convention in Los Angeles coming up soon. And we feel out of this world, up in heaven for a little while, anyway. And I hope this memory keep lingering on, because eventually, as your brother Ray brought out, we're going to spend eternity when we change our dress on the other side. And we have to start to get along here now. In spite of the labels, we love you all.
Thank you very much, Brother Vincent. We've got Sister Dean over here and Sister, what's her name in the back? I never forget her name now. Sister Dean is first.
Dear brethren, I'm Sister Dean from the Los Angeles class, and I want to take this opportunity to thank my Heavenly Father for all the wonderful, wonderful blessings, especially these convention blessings here. I have special love from the jurors, Jerry and Russell Jurd, for both Portland and Seattle class. There were so many of you, I'll just give it now. And also from Sister Marie Pell. And the Portland Convention has been very instrumental in my life. It changed it. When it was held in November 16th, 1975, my sister and brother-in-law attended the convention, and so did Shirley and David Bruce. At that time, they lived in Los Angeles, Southern California, in Glendale. Anyway, that left Irving and me there at the meeting in Los Angeles, and he invited me out for dinner. 6 weeks later, we were married, December 28, 1975. The next 8 years were, as you can believe, were special for me. And one of the last things that Irving said to me before he died, November 20th, 1983, he said, "Hold fast to the basics, to the harvest truth, and don't ever forget where we got the truth, what the Lord has provided for us, the helps." And dear brethren, we've had evidence of that at this convention, which means so very much to me. And also, speaking of Brother Russell, I remember reading that he suggested that each one of us develop the graces of the Spirit as soon in our walk as possible. And these are things that we have heard at this convention about our attitude and about all those things that will help us have the right attitude, and even the prayer that Brother Roger gave us tonight. These things we want to try to keep in mind. Now, dear brethren, I'm not going to be long, but I do want to invite you to our convention next week. And if you can't come, think about us and remember us in your prayers. My guests will be Nettie and Elton Pig of Boise. And there is something else that is exciting to me, and that is my plans for moving up here to the retirement center. I am so excited about that. I'm excited about a lot of things, but especially the truth and doing the Lord's will and making my calling election sure. However, I want to help each one of you to make yours, your calling election sure. And I ask an interest in your prayers that I may be faithful, as I pray for each one of you, that you may be faithful also. Thank you.
Thank you, Adine. Sister Beverly Christensen. See, I did remember the name. Thank you for coming here, Sister Adine and Sister Beverly. And we're glad you're here. And I was going to say something else. Now it just slipped my mind. If I think of it, I'll do it. But we're glad you came. Oh, no, I know what it was. We're excited about you getting excited to come to the retirement center. Okay, Beverly?
it's the bonds of love that bring us together, and to contribute to those bonds of love, I want to bring love from Tacoma class, love from Sister Phyllis Hermans of Calgary, Alberta, Brother Roger Fouché of Vancouver, British Columbia, and Paul Cooper from Boise class commissioned me to bring the love of the Boise class because they missed the testimony meeting and also this one. So, I really appreciate being here. I'm thankful to the Portland class for a wonderful convention. I've enjoyed all the meetings, and I'm not really able to give an echo like you were expecting, but it's just I have to go over notes and things to get it more in my mind, and I really appreciate so many of the thoughts, and I know I'll have a wonderful blessing later as I do that. I would like to tell you just this little story about my own personal life. My mother is requiring quite a bit of care these days, and although she's still in her own home, and I have a sister who lives closer to her than I do, and she does so much for my mother that it enables me to go to the meetings and conventions, which I wouldn't be able to do otherwise, and I really appreciate her. She's not a bit religiously inclined, but she's got a wonderful heart, and I am so thankful that my sister will say, when I tell her that, well, I'm going to go to Portland next week, I said, well, go ahead. Don't worry about anything. I'll take care of it. And I think that doesn't always happen that way, and I really appreciate her, and I just wanted to share that with you. I appreciated, too, all the music that we had at the convention. I especially love the Vesper services and all the various group singings and piano playing in particular, too. And I do love you all, brethren, and I want to remember to praise my Heavenly Father and try to honor and glorify His holy name the best I can every day.
Thank you very much, Sister Beverly. Lord bless you. Sister Seal Molina.
Brother David and dear friends, I'm Seal Molinar of the Portland class. First, I want to voice my thanks to my Heavenly Father for the privilege that I had of these 3 days of the convention. This way, thank you. The spiritual table was set very abundantly, and I have feasted on the spiritual food. I have broken bread with all of you, and I have been in the upper room with you, the speakers. I marvel how well they were prepared, how they stood and freely told us about the things that are important to us. For instance, the seven things that God hates. Now, that was very important to me, and that is homework that I'm taking home. To see the brethren well prepared, how freely they spoke. They were removed from the world when they were talking to us. That dedication builds me up tremendously. I appreciate that because I know what the labor of love is of a brother to stay up all hours of the night to prepare a lesson for us. I appreciate that with all my heart, and I am grateful that I could witness this. I have notes that I'm taking to share with a lovely sister who is in the hospital for the last 4 years. Her name is Merle Griffith. I told her I would remember her in every prayer offered, and I appreciated all the prayers also. So those notes I'm going to share with her. And I told her that that I would mention her name. So I am very happy to be able to do that. I heard some complimentary things about the Portland class, and I appreciate that. I happen to be one of the members, new members, and I agree with you that when we arrived here, this is my 3rd year with these dear brethren. Greater love hath no man, I can say. And I was so happy that the Heavenly Father opened the door for me to enter here to be with these dear people. So I am very happy. I am also very pleased to see so many faces from near and far, and especially my friends from Los Angeles. And dear little Esther is special to me. I had much fellowship with her in California, so I was very anxious to see her. So it's a real joy to me to have her here and chat with her again. You would be surprised how much she understands and how beautifully she responds. So for that, I am grateful. So my cup runneth over. It is good to see all of you. And now that I can face all, I did not shake hands with everybody, but I assure you that I love you dearly, and we're happy to have you here and want you to come again. I ask an interest in your prayers that I might be faithful, and I love you dearly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Theo. Lord bless you. Brother Roger back there. You have brought dignity to our Portland class, and without you, we wouldn't have Brother Ray and Sister Vernie and Tim and Dawn, and you know. So you're responsible for a large part of the Portland class, so we're glad you did your bit. Brother Roger.
Dear friends, I'm very glad to be here. I just arrived myself 2 weeks ago, I'm official resident now. Got my residency status. I'm at the 2 week requirement, and it's nice. I'm very glad. The spiritual environment here has greatly enhanced my devotion. And I appreciated Brother Carl's talk on heresy, and I shared those thoughts so much. They meant a lot to me, and I thought they were so appropriate for this convention and for the retirement center. I also appreciated the talk on the providences, which we can't see at the moment, and the our Lord's hand, which we can't see at the moment, but we know because of the past, and we can feel by signs and by different things that we perceive through our special perception, through the Holy Spirit. And through that perception, I get the feeling that this convention is special, and that the retirement center and the meaning of the thoughts expressed and the message that's conveyed by those in the Portland area concerning true love of the brethren and active love and unity in spirit and love. I believe in those things strongly, and I've got a feeling that this is going to grow, and I'm so overjoyed. This to me comforts me, the thought that this is growing, and I have the feeling that it will grow, and hopefully it will touch all the hearts and all the minds of the brethren all over. And of course that's kind of a dream, but I'm sure I'm not the only one with that dream. Also, I'll be working at the retirement center, and I'll be working with some of the brethren here, and also brethren in the Portland class. And I wanted to confess some things. I tend to be